And after about a year, when I was nine, we were moved to a home in Lyndhurst called Wilverley House. I suppose there were about 35 boys there, all from problem backgrounds because of the war. And we slept in dormitories with about six to a room. And Mr. Dimmock, who I remember as being a very fair man, ran the home with his wife. The setting in the forest was lovely, and access across to a farmland existed, and we had a jolly good view of it as well. One could see another large house called Foxleys, which became or was the centre for the Girl Guide movement. We attended the Lyndhurst Elementary Church School. I remember going to church parades at the church opposite the school and also being prepared for confirmation by the vicar. Up the road from Wilverley was a bomb disposal unit, housed mostly in tents, as I recall. I remember going to a small cinema at Lyndhurst, I think it was called The Lyric, and seeing a film called Sailors 3, starring Tommy Trinder. Near the home was a farm, and I recall the farmer plastering his hay crop with molasses from a large tank to mix with the straw to feed his animals with. We enjoyed eating the black treacle when we managed to get hold of a drum of it. At Lyndhurst, I became aware of something that was happening in Dunkirk. This was because there were many French survivors being billeted nearby. They were probably my first sight of a foreigner.